This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The four members of the Bloomington-based She Said So band say the all-female lineup is intentional. Guitarist Karen Donovan, bassist Mary Klusky, and percussionist Mona Beasley had played together in the late 90s and early aughts as Big Sister. The three reunited musically when Beasley and Donovan retired in 2016, then brought vocalist Kate Brown on board to complete the quartet. She Said So returns to Night Shop in downtown Bloomington Thursday night. All four with instruments in hand stopped by the GLT studio this week to talk with John Norton about the new group. Mona Beasley explained the synergy the four women feel playing together.
I think, as most women would say, is that when you're in a sisterhood and a friendship, is that you can be really vulnerable with each other. We extend ourselves to each other. If we're having good times, bad times, something in between. And we use these opportunities, too, when we practice and rehearse, is to melt away some of those other issues that are going on and kind of just delve into our music to escape. You know, it helps, too, I think, too, to help find and create music based on what's going on in our lives. And we all have had similar journeys, perhaps, and so that kind of is part of the story a little bit.
You guys want to play a song?
Sure.
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay, so you have an original you want to do, I'm guessing.
Yeah. We will play Don't Take Me There.
You want to give us a little intro on this?
Well, I know we've all been around people or situations where people are rattling on about things and talking, and sometimes you just don't want to get into that. So this song is kind of about that, just like, don't take me there. I don't want to go there.
Three, four.
This is GLT Sound Ideas, and She Said So. Karen Donovan, Mary Klusky, Kate Brown, and Mona Beasley are the four members of the quartet. They're at Night Shop on Thursday night. Kate, you're the last in the band, and you really wanted to sing. Who were the people you grew up listening to that you maybe even wanted, not necessarily emulate, but they inspired you?
I definitely want to emulate them. I think that's pretty clear.
Really? Okay.
I grew up listening to what was then the oldies station, and my dad would quiz me in the car of who wrote the song and who performed it, what was the name of the song, kind of facts about that. So I was listening to 60s, 70s pop, folk, sunshine, folk rock is probably my favorite. We joke about AM radio as being my favorites. I'm really interested in women vocalists because, like, Mama Cass, and I'm especially interested in, you know, unconventional women who are taking a lead vocal role.
You mentioned unconventional singers. Do Nina Simone or Chrissy Hynde or Patti Smith, do those names, are they in your wheelhouse at all?
I wish they could be, yeah. I think coming from that really pop harmony sound, that's kind of where I started. But now, as I learn more about women in music and the women who are taking such a lead role, I mean, Brandi Carlile at the Grammys mm-hmm. this year, and Brittany Howard of Alabama Shakes, Nico Case, some of my favorite contemporary vocalists, and bringing those back to some of the songs that may be like Wild Nights, that is not originally performed by women, but could be, and maybe the style lends itself to that.
What, you guys want to do Wild Nights right now? I know you were warming up with that one. Can I get you to play that?
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
Would love to.
One, two, three, four.
Mm-hmm. brush your shoes, stand before the mirror, and you comb your hair, grab your coat and hat, and you walk the streets just trying to remember all the wild night breezes in your memory ever. And everything looks so complete when you're walking out on the street, and the wind catches your feet and sends you flying, crying. Ooh-wee. The wild night is calling.
My foot's a tapping. This is fun. This is GLT Sound Ideas, and She Said So. Karen Donovan, Mary Klusky, Kate Brown, and Mona Beasley. They're at Night Shop on Thursday night. Kate, you said something that I want to maybe Mona or Karen or Mary to follow up on. Is, I mean, you're intentionally a female band, and you've mentioned, Kate, a lot of different female vocalists that inspired you. Why isn't there a better female-to-male ratio on all these different types of music?
I think it's the same reasons that it's always been, is that you have to have a young, pretty woman up front or records aren't going to sell. And I know that there's a lot of pressure from wonderful pop vocalists like Adele and Kelly Clarkson, Lady Gaga, I mean, just powerful, emotional vocalists who have been told to change their bodies in order to better fit those pop ideals. And I don't think that no matter what your genre of music, you can escape that pressure of wanting to sell the most records, wanting to get that pop credibility. And I think that's part of it too, is that men aren't necessarily under those constraints. It's more about the musicianship, right? They're not expected to be showpieces out there. We value their chops. We value their playing ability and singing ability instead of just the looks.
Mary.
Because we're friends. That's what it really comes down to. We met through mutual friends, and we've stayed friends over the years. So it's just, you know, it's no drama. It's fun. Like Mona said, we support each other. Every practice, we usually practice weekly, and we have dinner together. We go through songs. What about this one? What about that? Hey, Kate, this might be great for your voice. Karen, this is good for you. So it's just, we're friends, and kind of that's the bottom line.
Right, yes. And we try to make the songs ours. And a lot of that is driven by the fact that we are not playing with a full drum kit. We're not playing with very loud electric guitars, those kind of things. And, of course, I carry around an instrument that is much easier than
a drum kit
with all the cymbals and everything else. It's called a shitar, S-H-U-I-T-A-R. I actually heard about it and saw it with the Wood Brothers, who were in town just recently, I believe, at the Castle. So what it is basically a guitar made into a drum. You have your lower and the bottom, and then you have the top part of the guitar, more of like can be a snare. And then it has
go ahead and contrast that again, the bottom and the top. So
here's the bottom. We have up here, which is basically can be like a snare. Now I've got a tambourine, little cymbals attached to it, so you'll hear a little tambourine. Then it does have some strings on it, but I use those for other kind of different sounds. But what I did was attach a Korg, K-O-R-G, clip hit little device that basically can electrify, if you will, and put the different kind of connections to the bass, to the snare part, and to one function, it sounds like a hi-hat. And I attach these to the different sections of this shitar, and I can change the sounds. So that if we do more of a kind of a reggae kind of thing, I can change it to have more toms. It actually can turn this whole thing into a whole different sounding instrument. So it's been really, really fun.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
You guys, thanks for coming in. This has been fun.
Thank you.
Can we get you to play one more song?
Yeah, sure. That'd be great.
What do you have up your sleeve now for the final song?
Totally contrary to all of the pop talk I just had, it's a song I had to learn. So it's Tennessee Whiskey, which is a Chris Stapleton tune, but prior to that, a George Jones tune.
Go.
spend my nights out in a barroom. Liquor was the only love I'd ever known. Then you rescued me from reaching for the bottle and kept me back from being too far gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. Love all the time. I used to look for love in all the same old places. Found the bottom of the bottle's always dry. But when you poured out your heart, I didn't waste it. There's nothing like your love to get me high. 'Cause you're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey. 'Cause you're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey, Tennessee whiskey.